Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to go over those secret messages from this week's episode of Raw.
Another WWE talent has been released.
One of WWE's most decorated modern stars has re-signed.
And a major update on Dominic Mysterio. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Burry.
And this is the news.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about some QR codes, some secret messages, some interferences, some logos, some things flashing on the screen, some websites and some codes.
Ooh.
That you may have discovered if you're an intrepid lore hunter. So from this week's episode of Raw, a bunch of stuff flashed on the screen, as it has been since the Raw after WrestleMania. But this week, there's a bit of a breadcrumb trail to follow. So there was a QR code, I believe it flashed on before that in-ring segment with Chad Gable and all of his crew. Because he's... I don't know.
What did he say? Dumb as a box of rocks.
Yeah, that's rude. That was very rude.
I love the old Chad Gable already.
But if you scan this QR code and you go to this website, www.com/55555, that's five fives.
Oh.
25. So there you go. It takes you to this message that flashes on screen saying, "You will bear witness, begin the endless crawl, type the number of sense organs, and you shall behold all." So when you type in the number of sense organs, it takes you to a video where it has like a coming soon message. There's a POV of somebody like going towards a house and it says, "Remember who you are." So it's all very par for the course, yeah. Right? For theming wise, very similar to the White Rabbit stuff of a couple of years ago. But a Reddit user, Fionten8R, apologies if I've mispronounced your name, I'm an idiot. You can type a bunch of stuff in, right, after this green message on the website, and it comes up with a bunch of different codes and stuff. So apparently, if you type hint, it says Penta. He's going to
Let's
WWE.
Go, baby.
Presumably, that's more the five aspect.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. If you type in help, it says help comes to those who help themselves. Bray, remembered. There's a few other ones. Wyatt or Wyndham, forever. Buzzard, follow. Bo Dallas, of course. He saw, and there's a few other bits and pieces there as well. So obviously all of this is teasing the return of Bo Dallas as Uncle Howdy,
yes.
Which has been reported for the past few weeks. It's very in line with the White Rabbit stuff that led to Bray's return. It's fun stuff that I think the people, you love, if you're like super into all the lore and stuff, you're pausing your screen and going, "What's that logo?" Like, people ask us about this every week. It's like, "Hey, did you see the buzzard that popped up or the rabbit or whatever? Did you scan the QR code?" Well, I did. I went down the rabbit hole and this is what we found.
Yeah, I think it's good because obviously it was incredibly effective with Bray Wyatt a couple of years ago, as you said. And if this is something that Bo Dallas wants to do, I'm glad that WWE will support him in that. I don't know how they're going to reintroduce this Uncle Howdy character. But I think the good thing is as well, if you just want to watch your regular Monday Night Raw, it's not that distracting, really. It's just like, "Oh, what was that? Oh, I'm sure I'll find out down the road or whatever." Or if you're like me, you just think, "Oh, I think my computer's broken." but yeah, intriguing this. And I like the effort that goes into it, because it used to be the worst when they do, "Ooh, subtle teasers. Who's that in the shed? It's the Undertaker." Or could it be Sting? Whose nose is that? It's the Undertaker's nose. It's all going to be the Undertaker. Wait a second, Andy. Can you crack the code? X+1, 2, 7. Probably Y2J. It's probably going to be Y2J. But then again, you know, I am a pretty much an expert at this sort of thing because I discovered you can just tell Alexa to do a fart and she'll do it.
She do be farting.
Whisperer, she's a little one. And she's like, that was a squelchy one. Do you want me to do another? And I'm like, yeah. And that's basically my evening when I go home from work.
Maybe we should set the office Alexa back up. There's some mad farters through there, man.
Full
some
disclosure, that used to be linked to one of the staff members' home heating system. And we just wreaked havoc with it.
Yeah, and we could also play Creed in their living room and stuff. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. But yeah, let us know what you think of all the teasers and stuff. You know, with this stuff, I think that it's just a different way of telling their stories and doing their teasers. And I think that's to be commended. I think there's a lot, obviously it's not for everyone, but if you're not into it, you can just ignore it. And you don't have to be an asshole and moan about
it. Half the time I forget to mention the little things that pop up when we're doing the raw review on the podcast. Yeah. So yeah, I don't think it really affects your viewing experience. You know,
great. It's like Fallout.
Yeah.
Really green and on the machine.
That's the Fallout guy, isn't it?
A TV show is really gory.
Is it?
Really gory. It's good for
I've no idea. I've never been anywhere near Fallout or the Fallout.
Oh, games. You could just borrow the Office PS5 and play it on that. That would do well.
Still got to finish Spider-Man First, brother.
Oh, okay.
The first one.
That's fair.
Right.
I mean, you'll be finished that by the time you get a shot at the PS5. Anyway.
Moving on. Some more bad news with regards to WWE talent being released. Obviously, we reported over the weekend, I believe it was. Via Sanger, Jinder Mahal, Xia Li, Zion Quinn, a bunch of talent released by WWE. And it's come out, according to a Fightful Select report, that another talent, one from NXT, was actually released last week. It just wasn't reported at the time. And he's a bit of a cult favourite if you're an NXT fan like myself and the other Dudleys. Von Wagner is unfortunately gone from the company, the son of a former Beverly brother. He was in a bit of a weird position because, like Zion Quinn, he was listed as a free agent following the draft, I believe, last year. And, like, it was such a weird mix of people. It was like Brock Lesnar, almost, and then Zion Quinn and Von Wagner and a couple of others. And yet, despite that, he basically, aside from, he popped up on SmackDown once as security for, like, one segment backstage. And then I'll swear he was involved in, like, a battle royal or something. Beyond that, he just stayed in NXT, feuded with the likes of Lexus King. Robert Stone was his manager, of course. He fought Bron Breakker, he fought The Metaphor. I don't know, maybe I was biased because Sidge nailed it with his tweet about him yesterday. He was always very awkward when he was asked to cut promos and what have you. But when you looked at him, and when you saw him, you know, especially this training thing at like an American football stadium, and he was just running through dummies, you were like, there might be something there, but I don't know. It never really clicked for him, but he was a real favourite of ours nonetheless, and we wish him well whatever he does in the future.
Yeah, it sucks people losing their jobs always. They've done this weird thing with the draft a few times, haven't they, where they've called someone up or drafted them. And like Gable Steveson is a pretty notable one.
What's going on with Odyssey Jones?
Odyssey Jones, there you go. There's another, like,
it's been a year.
Yeah, these guys who maybe work the odd house show here and there and then, or maybe main event and then nothing else. It's strange. I don't understand that. Maybe they just get ahead of themselves and call them up and go, I actually don't really know what to do with you.
Yeah.
But then that's really crappy on the wrestler. So, Von Wagner, very interesting guy.
Just fun.
Always go back to the Kyle O'Reilly videos, which were just... very much a guy in the very early stages learning how to be a TV character. And I don't think he ever truly learned.
Yeah, a couple of 12-ounce curls.
He had that weird, like, ramshackle charm to him.
Yeah, they used real-life stuff for, like, getting his brain opened up, basically.
Yeah, Shabbat style.
And then, like, they sort of humanised him really nicely. And, like, with Robert Stone, he was like... And then he was like... Being really nice to Robert Stone's kids and stuff, and it was just like, oh, this is lovely. Maybe they're going to win like tag gold or something together. It never really came together, but I loved his getting tabled thing that got over, and it'll always be Come Tuesday here at What Culture. So
every day of the week we do be Tuesdaying, but yeah, I we'll see where he lands.
Yeah.
Big dude. Good story. Real life, so
yeah, he's undoubtedly got the he passes the airport. Like, bloody look at the size
he's
of him.
He's large, but is he in charge? That would be Wait, the see. CEO of Mercedes Money. So there you go. Maybe he could be the COO. I don't know.
Wrestling pigeon.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Right, let's burn the entire channel to the ground. Let's talk about Finn Balor.
Oh, what a rascal.
He's re-signed with WWE. He tweeted this yesterday. Said, I would like to take... And he posted a picture of him in the ring doing
stuff. Can't do this to me, Finn.
I know. I would like to take this moment to say thank you to WWE for 10 incredible... 10 years!
Yeah.
Bloody hell. I have decided... after much consideration and thought, I have decided that now is the right time to say... I ain't going anywhere.
Yes.
So there you go. Finn Balor is sticking around. Fightful then reported afterwards. They heard on Monday that Balor was sticking with WWE and had signed a long-term extension. His deal had been expected to expire in the next couple of months.
Mm.
So they went, hey, here's a new one for you, Chief. It's a multi-year big money offer. He was anticipated that he would have had major interest from other companies had he become a free agent. AEW were specifically looking to sign certain free agents this coming summer. And he was on the name of the list that AEW was looking at, but WWE have obviously re-upped him. So, yeah, I mean, it's the best place for him.
Absolutely, I agree. I got a little bit worried combining this because I watched Raw first this morning, saw that tweet, and my heart stopped, and I was like, oh, you son of a... But yeah, great to see he's re-signed because it feels inevitable that they're going to have a great feud with him and Damian Priest over that World Heavyweight Championship. Finn's slowly going to be like, actually, I want a piece of that. I think he's got another great world title run in him, Finn Balor, without question. And I think it speaks volumes that he's committed his future to WWE because I think, you know, a couple of years ago, if he'd have been in this situation, you sense he might have made the jump to AEW. Yeah.
Or even go back to New Japan
that. Yeah.
Actually, that's the only real, like... Like, I think he's great in the Judgment. He's just fun.
He's clearly having the best time.
Yeah, and now that he's not necessarily going out of there thrashing his body in these crazy matches anymore, it's more just letting his personality show and stuff.
Or being a dying fish against Roman Reigns.
Maybe we never speak of that.
Yeah, if his contract had run out immediately after that, yeah, he'd have gone.
I got told in the aftermath when I criticised that angle, it was clearly the start of a big story for the Demon. Where did that go? People will apologise for literally anything, won't they?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good spot for him.
Now do Drew and Becky. That's what I'll
say. There you go. Re-up everyone. Sheamus is presumably re-up. Although he's been out for ages, so maybe they just added some time on. But yeah, good. Like, I like Finn. I like him in this spot as well.
Sticking with the Judgment Day, a bit of an update on Dominic Mysterio. Mammy's obviously away, and Dom's decided to join her on the sidelines, apparently. Fightful Select actually did already report last week that Dom was suffering from an injury. He'd been taken off the European tour and replaced with Ricochet, who was teaming up with one of the UK gladiators at the London live show, I saw. Shout out to Apollo. Santos Escobar obviously replaced Dom in the JD McDonagh tag match against Andrade and
Ricochet.
Thank you.
There you go.
I'll get there eventually. but yeah, he was on Raw this week. He had a sling, a legitimate injury according to Fightful Select. No word on a timetable for his recovery, but I hope he gets back soon because he's a brilliant heat magnet, isn't he?
He's a fun guy to jeer, Dominic Mysterio. I like the bit. I like the participation aspect of the bit. I'm still not convinced he's any good, but that's kind of why it's so fun.
Yes.
So Hopefully it's not a serious injury. Liv Morgan trying to enter his domain this week was interesting.
Yeah.
She's obviously trying to burn Rhea Ripley's world down, and then she didn't win the title in the main event.
What if he falls in love with someone else whilst Mammy's gone?
Oh my goodness, there's going to be hell to pay. I tweeted earlier this year that Rhea Ripley punching Dominic's shoot in the face would be the moment of the year. I'd like to see that. I mean,
that shot he took from Becky was quality.
She's just bust his nose. Like, pop him. Hit him with a stiff one. Jokes aside, hope he heals up.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a nice guy. Hope he heals up.
Yeah, you could even do, I don't know whether you want to do this because it sort of undermined Riri's character, but Dom and Mammy at home recovering together would be a really funny vignette, but maybe that's slightly undercut the character.
No, that would be really good though. That's what he's best at. Like, I don't buy into this idea that he's the best heel in wrestling. To me, that's nonsense, because if WWE fought that, he'd be in the main event, right? Like, He's simply not. It's not true. I mean, literally, Roman Reigns is over there.
Yes.
The Rock is over there. Like, come on, what are we doing here? But he's very effective in his role. And these vignettes are the best of him.
And he was very funny trying to fight Gunther in the Rumble and then being like, no, I didn't mean it.
Whoops.
Anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE on X, if you want to get in touch with us, of course. And I should say, we're doing another news video later on today, so make sure you keep an eye out for that this afternoon.
Got a fun story about SmackDown, a big debut on that one.
But Brian George kicks us off with our Twitter questions. Good morning, guys. Morning, Brian. Seeing as Giovanni Vinci is out of Imperium, do you think they'll replace him with a certain Russian NXT champion?
I don't think they will. I don't think they'll throw Ilya Dragunov into Imperium. I think that the rivalry with Gunther is more compelling than a potential alliance. I know you can do the whole respect forged in combat thing, which is a classic pro wrestling storyline. But I think that getting Tim and Gunther one-on-one is much more compelling, and I don't see the need to pair them together for a year and then do it.
No.
Like, we've done that millions of times in WWE over the past few years. Why not just get straight to it?
Be interesting to see if WWE decide for Bash in Berlin, rather than having Gunther win a big title, you just have a really class match with Ilya Dragunov. I can see them putting them together, because they'll just go, oh, it was NXT and NXT UK. No one was really watching that. I can see them doing that to then do the split, but it feels like they've already sort of sown those seeds, maybe without it sort of, oh yeah, right, I'll be a bad guy with you, Chad, for a bit. So I don't know, maybe you're muddying the waters a little bit too much there. Whatever gets us to Ilya versus Gunther as soon as possible is absolutely fine by me. And if you want to find out what brand that's on, by the way, check out our draft video from the other day.
That was a fun time. Draft kicks off this Friday. Be fun.
Can we link it at the end of the video?
We will link it at the end of the video.
Chris gives us our second question today. Cheers to Scholar Chris H.
He is a scholar.
High Legends of Wrestling journalist.
Chris H.
Thank you very much.
Chris. There you go.
AEW Dynasty was an amazing show. However, I noticed in almost every match, a lot of finishers were kicked out of at least once. AEW used to protect finishing moves. Do you think that should return?
Yeah, I think certain moves should be protected, for sure.
They already did with the Rainmaker. They only had one.
Yeah, absolutely. The One-Winged Angel is obviously one of the most... I'm pro protect finishers, yes, absolutely. I don't mind in time, like, a certain finisher becomes less effective and it becomes something that's kicked out of and the wrestler comes up with something new.
Yeah.
So Will Ospreay has loads and loads, the Hidden Blade, the Stormbreaker, all that stuff, the Oscutter, that have evolved with time, and he's had to change them up and use different things. So yeah, it's just a trend in modern wrestling. I think that it's one I would like to see people push back against a little bit, as in the promoters and the wrestlers themselves. It would be nice if Tetsuya Naito didn't hit 12 Destinos in a match before he's scoring the pinfall. And they always try and play it off like, oh no, that was the running Destino. That one doesn't count. And it's like, no, come on, just protect the move a little bit. I broadly agree with you, although I will say it didn't hamper my enjoyment of Dynasty. I almost called it Destiny.
Personally, subjectively, I'm not a huge fan of, oh, my finisher didn't get it done. Guess I'll just hit 5 then. Or, like, the worst one for me is, oh, I only got 2 count from that finisher. And then the person gets up and you just hit the finisher twice again. And then it's like, oh, well.
Oh.
It's such a flat finish for me. Like you say, I'd much rather, a bit like with the One Wing and Angel, the struggle not being, will they kick out of it? It's, will the person be able to hit it?
Yeah.
So, like, you always used to get, like, he's going, get your finger down here. Right, and it was Hangman Page was really good at getting out of that, for example, or you know, someone hitting it on Kenny, stuff like that. But I do think to a certain extent, like I said with Okada, they've already protected the Rainmaker, for example. I wasn't bothered by it. I wasn't sat there going, that's three finishes they kicked out of there.
Yeah.
It's just...
Do counters. Do more counters and struggles and stuff.
Great show. A brilliant show. Fantastic across the board. Apart from the FTW Championship match. Speaking of which, Santosaurus Jr. gives us our final question of the day. Is Jericho's gimmick embarrassing stepdad who turns into the villain from a 90s kids film?
I don't think so. And if it is, it's ironic and not by choice.
If it was that, I might like it.
If it was effective, I would like it, right? It's like, it's like people just don't want to see him. So if that is his gimmick and he's trying to be self-aware or whatever, it's not working because it's not getting heel heat. It's getting get lost.
Yes.
People are telling this guy to retire. So
stop
whatever,
calling it X-Pac heat. Call it Y2J.
Yeah. Like, whatever he's doing is not working.
No.
And he needs a break. He needs a break.
The problem for me is he can't...
go. It's not just finishing the sentence.
He always wants to, like, have both sides of it. So, like, even there was a period when it was like, oh, the fans don't really like me, but they still like Sonny and Judas, so we'll keep doing that. Now, he's just like, oh, I know you don't like me, which is why I'm actually leaning into it, and I've created the Jericho Vortex, actually. No, just, it's such a simple solution as well. It's not, like, reinvent your moveset. It's not... go and change your working style. We know that how long you've been in this industry. It's just go, sit at home for 6 months, and then just come back.
Yeah.
Because by then, people should have a Roman Reigns. He's been away for like 2 weeks.
Exactly. Get in your jacuzzi, just chill for a bit.
Yeah.
Come back as a heel or something, I don't know. Just
go and invent another type of bubbly if you want.
Let Taz choke you out before you go, because that'll be a pop.
Go and concentrate on that podcast and cooking some delicious Omaha steak.
That's a great story there, Pink. Let me tell you.
That's my favourite segue.
Yeah.
When you can tell it's a pre-recorded advert and the person's like, so that's why I had to really consider quitting the business. Great story there. Just as great as the Omaha steaks that I've been cooking.
How about Manscaped? Yeah, he just goes straight into it. It's so stupid, but fun.
Tell you what else is stupid but fun.
This.
Oh, draft video. Check it out.
Picks.
Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.